I drink champagne early in the morning instead of leaving my home with an M16 and nowhere to go. Of course, the shit about being a heroic poet, as opposed to an heroic poet, is that if you're black and female, the chance of one's poetry being attributed to one in later life is slim, especially if in one's errant youth one hung out with indifferently abled wordsmiths of moderate means and infinite egos. You know how it is. First you think they wooed you for your beauty, or your jewels, or perhaps even your ethnicity. But slowly as time passes in the interim, you realise it's your fucking talent they were after. That casual request for help with a rhythm or a rhyme soon after appears in print under some fucker's nom de plume and you're done for. For those are the gems by which the other work is later measured, and as they hold your tone and your meter, and you sure as hell know that no one is going to be able to prove which of the stuff you wrote and which is the word of the master. Because of course the master is measured by the yardstick you provided, and so now you know just what it is like to live in the shadow of a shadowy past. The stuff they write about you when you're dead. I should know, I wrote some of it myself. Well, constructed the fiction that was to be my obituary. This is how it happened. There I was in Père Lachaise taking the air with this woman friend of mine when we happened to pass the Nadar family plot. Not a tomb, you know, just a plot. Well, you could see quite plainly where the gaps had been left for future residents. Well, Felix and me got on okay, and I know, just know that this little necrophiliac tale would have him turning over in his... Oh, do excuse me, I have wandered from the narrative. Well, as I said, my friend and I had been malarking about amongst the tombstones and had come across this sorrowful little gap on the tombstone which we knew to be in situ awaiting the carving of the great man's name. Well, anonymous was to be a black woman in this black woman's case, because sure enough doesn't history forget to record which of Felix's photos document the beauteous black muse. Now we know that she is black, we know she is alluded to as Venus, but what we decide that we don't remember is that she is not the cold black wench of Victorian fantasy, but a straightforward coloured girl like many other. This is not to say that I am not happy that my daddy's skin is as dark as you can get, but it galled me to think that that fucking stupid little glass plate that, one, Felix managed to keep without breaking, and two, has survived all this time, is attributed unknown woman, when any idiot would know how to put two and two together to make five. CB and me knew how to have a good time. I provided the inspiration, he provided the cover. A mutual trade-off. So how could anyone think that we wouldn't both take the trip to have our photograph taken, and that once taken they would reveal the shallow notion of the theory of race? Oh shit, who cares? All I care about is getting my name back on my poetry and out of the adolescent scribblings whose influence is supposed to be me. See me, I'm a heroic poet, and I don't care who knows it. And I chose my own kind, and in doing so apparently consigned myself to a footnote in history. And so you know, if that is the choice, I would do it again. Frankly, I couldn't give a damn.